Amen. Well, the book of John, chapter 5.
约翰福音五章。
And the book of John was given to us in order that we might believe on the name of the Son of God.
那我约翰福音的这样给出来的这个结构呢，使我们能够相信呢，耶稣是神的圣子。
That's the delightful teaching of John chapter 20. I'll just read the verse to you more clearly. John 20 and 21 said, These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that believing you might have life through his name.
对，这就是约翰福音的二十章的三十一节所说的。但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命约翰福音二十章三十一节
So the book of John in many respects was written to help us to encourage us to believe
约翰福音很多故事写下来的内容目的就是鼓励我们帮助我们能够相信耶稣是基督
We believe slowly, we believe with difficulty, and this is written to help us believe.
所以我们信得很慢，我们也信得很困难，所以这些呢，都是帮助我们能信的。
So, our study tonight then, John chapter 5, with a focus tonight on what it is that will help us believe, what it is that might hinder our belief.
所以约翰福音五章可以帮助我们看见什么能够使我们能信使我们能够有又有哪一些事使我们有障碍信不了呢
And long, I think we should just read the first few verses turn about. I will read a verse, you read a verse, and we'll go down probably to the end of verse 9 that way.
我们先从第一节读到第五节啊，约翰福音的五章第九节、
right.
第一节到第九节
So chapter 5 of John verse 1 If you have a Bible you follow along If you do not you listen and we'll read it to you
约翰福音五章一节如果你有圣经呢跟我们一起看如果没有呢就听我们读
After this there was a feast of the Jews and Jesus went up to Jerusalem
这事以后到了犹太人的一个节期耶稣就上耶路撒冷去
Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market or the sheep gate which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda having five porches
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子希伯来话叫做毕士大旁边有五个廊子
In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。
For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had.
等候水动，因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水。水动之后谁先下去无论害什么病就痊愈了
And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years
在那里有一个人病了38年
When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had now been there a long time in that case he said to him Wilt thou be made whole?
耶稣看见他躺着知道他病了许久就问他说你要痊愈吗
The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steps down before me.
病人回答说,先生,水动的时候,没有人把我放在池子里。我正去的时候,就有别人比我先下去。
Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up your bed and walk.
耶稣对他说,起来,拿你的褥子走吧。
And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, and walked, And on the same day was the Sabbath.
那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。那天是安息日。
All right, that's a very simple story, a delightful story about a man who was healed by the Lord Jesus Christ.
很简单的一个故事，也是非常令人鼓舞的一个故事，一个人在耶稣的恩典里得医治了。
And so today, some thoughts on the subject of belief.Both as outlined in this story and in the rest of the chapter, as John comments on this story.
那今天呢，我们可以看一下关于这信相信信心的话题，借着这个故事，也借着约翰福音其他的部分。
The key verse that we read, in my opinion, is the end of verse 6, the question Jesus put to him, "Wilt thou be made whole?"
你这里的要节是第六节，耶稣的这个问题，你要痊愈吗？
Seems a very simple question. Do you want to be cured?
听起来像是一个很简单的问题，你想要得医治吗？
I've been telling some people today that yesterday I had an appointment with my doctor.
那我今天告诉一些朋友啊，说昨天呢，我和家庭医生啊有一个。我去看了家庭医生，有个约会。
He had prescribed several tests for me, and he reported on them yesterday.
因为他已经给我做了很多检查，昨天呢是要回去看报告的。
What he said was, Harold, you are not sick.
然后他得出的结论就是 ，Harold， 你没有生病。
I thought that's pretty good news. I like that.
我觉得这是个很好的消息，我很高兴听见这个消息。
If I were sick, I would have liked him to say, "You are sick, but I'm going to give you this medicine, and it'll cure you. Everything will be fine."
那如果我不是这样，我生病了，那医生一定会说，我要给你一些药啊，这样会使你好起来。
So the first thing about belief that I want to comment on tonight is this.Do you want to be made whole? Do you want your sins forgiven? Do you want life to be as God planned it? Do you want to go to heaven?
那我们第一个要相信的前提就是，我想要罪得赦免吗？我想要去天堂吗？我想要在这个救恩上有份吗？所以这个是我想要得痊愈吗？属灵上啊，这个是一个第一个问题。
And frankly, I think if I had been that man, I would have said, yes, I want to be made whole. I want to be cured.
那我要是那个人，我会说是啊，我也要得痊愈，我要得医治。
Now, not everybody wants their sins forgiven.
但并不是每一个人都想要他的罪被赦免。
Not everybody wants to be in heaven with Jesus.
也不是每一个人都想要和耶稣一同去天堂。
And I find that awfully hard to understand, but it's true.
我很多时候都不太能理解这种想法的人，但事实上这是真的，有这样许多这样的人。
So frankly, had I been in the next bed in that almost hospital when Jesus healed the lame man from the next bed, I think I would have cried out and I would have said, excuse me, me too, I want it too.
那如果我是那个瘫子，瘫了38年瘫子边上躺着的那个病人，我看见我身边这个瘫子都医好了，你觉得我会怎么样？我会大声地喊着说，等一等，等一等，我也要跟他一样。
But we're not told that that happened.
那我们并没有看见圣经记载这样的一个事情发生。
So the question that I have is, what are the reasons why we should believe, and what are maybe some of the reasons why they didn't believe?
所以这里自然就会有一个问题，那为什么我们要相信啊？那为什么有些人他就没有办法相信？
And the first problem, I think, arises in verse 4 mainly, and that's a very strange way.For God to heal people.
所以在第四节呢，你会看见这是一个很奇怪的方式啊，让人得医治啊。神是用这种有点奇怪的方式来医治人，在第四节。
An angel comes down, troubles the water. The first person to jump into the pool gets healed. The second person doesn't. very strange.
天使下来呢，搅动池子，那水动了以后呢，第一个下水的呢就得医治了，第二个呢就没有，这很奇怪。
And you know, there are many people who don't believe in God because they can't figure out how God does what he does when he does a miracle.
有很多人他不能相信呢，是他不知道神行神迹的时候呢，神是为什么这么做啊，他怎么做的，他不清楚。
And we have to learn in life not to depend upon our own logic to be healed. We have to depend upon the Lord. And if he'll do his miracle, however he does his miracle.
那我们要学会一个与主相交的方式，就是我们不是说我要明白这一切这是主的主权，他要去做神迹的方式，那我们要的是相信他。
If we could figure out how God does a miracle, it wouldn't be a miracle, would it?
如果我能搞明白神是怎么做成一个神迹的，那这本身对我来说就已经不是一个神迹了，不是吗？
So don't ever say, I can't believe in God, or I won't believe him now, because I can't understand how he will help me.
所以我们首先不能说呢，因为我不知道神会怎么帮助我，神为什么这么做，那我就不信他。不是说我必须理解了才信他。
This man said, yes, I'd like to be healed, but there's no way it could happen.
那这个人说，那我可以想要得医治，但是我做不到啊。
And Jesus said to him, this is the way it can happen. I can do a miracle for you.
耶稣说呢，这是我可以帮助你的，因为我可以在你身上行一个神迹，对这个瘫子说。
That's what belief is all about, isn't it? Believing that God is able to do a miracle.
那相信就是相信神能够行神迹。
I wonder if this man didn't also say it would be very difficult because you see, I've been sick for 38 years.
因为呢，这个人呢，他已经瘫了38年，所以他并不认为自己可以得医治。
Is there any hope for a person who's had a problem for 38 years?
那一个人瘫了38年，你觉得还有什么盼望吗？
And the wonderful answer is, Jesus can heal a man who's been sick for 38 years. If he can do that, he can help you, he can help me.
那好消息就是耶稣可以医治一个瘫了，病了38年的人，那他可以医治他呢，也可以医治你，医治我。
And then the other thing the man said was in verse 7, he says, Sir, I don't have any man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. I've got nobody to help me.
因为这个病人的回答说是，先生，水动的时候没有人把我放在池子里，也没有人比我先，就有别人比我先下去啊，因为没有人帮助我。
Why do we come to God in the first place?Because no one else can help us.
那我们到神面前来，第一个原因是什么呢？因为在别的人那找不着帮助。
There is no one else who can take away our sins.
因为没有人可以把我们的罪去除。
There is no one else who can give us new life.
也没有人可以给我们新的生命。
There's no one else who can help us.
也没有人可以帮助我们。
That's what belief is all about.
这就是信心的意义了。
So, this man could have had various excuses for not believing. Excuses not valid, but he could have used them and maybe even did contemplate using them.
这个人呢可以说我不信那我没有办法下去我没有办法得医治。他可以这么想。
But what did he do? He simply listened to what Jesus did. He believed, and Jesus healed him, and he got up and walked.
但是他也可以单纯的相信耶稣所说的，然后相信他的话，凭着信心站起来就走了。他两个选择。
There is a delightful simplicity associated with the miraculous intervention of God in our lives.
所以你看见呢，神在用神迹的方式啊，介入我们的生活里、生命里的时候，是非常简单的啊，就是信与不信两条路。
He promises, we hear it, we don't have to understand it, all we have to do is believe it.
那他给我们应许，我们听见了，我们不一定要明白。那我们要做的就是信，然后就得着了。
But the story goes on. We'll read verse 10. It says, The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed.
那第十节说，那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。
I think there are a lot of people who choose not to believe because they're afraid that if they do believe, somebody's going to be upset with them. It may be a religious person. It may be a family person. It may be somebody in the office or on the job. But if someone says, I believe in Jesus, there will be some negative reaction. Don't ever let that stop you from believing.
所以今天拦阻人相信的一个很主要的原因呢，是有人会因此呢抵挡你，甚至说你不好啊、那比方说呢，这些人可能是你的同事，可能是你的家人，可能是你其他所认识的人，所以不要让这些人的想法呢影响我们去接受基督。
And so in the next verses, there's an interchange between these Jewish religious leaders and this man. And they ask him questions he can't explain.
那之后的几节呢，在这宗教人士和这医好的犹太人之间有一番对话。但是他们问他问题，但这个人呢答不上来。
Everyone who trusts the Savior will find at some point The questions will be asked him that he cannot simply answer.
那我们相信基督也会碰到这样的问题。有的时候人会问我们问题，我们也答不上来。
Don't ever let the fact that you don't know all the answers keep you from believing.
也不要让这样的一个事实，就是当别人问你问题，把你问住了，然后就使得你不再相信了。这样的一个情况呢，也不要成为我们信主的拦阻。
You'll remember in a parallel story in John chapter 9, the blind man was asked who healed him, how did it happen, and the blind man simply said, I don't know. All I know is this. I used to be blind, and now I can see.
这时候呢，我们要让大家回想一下约翰福音九章啊，那个生来瞎眼的瞎子被耶稣医好之后，别人也问他啊，你怎么好的呢？他说我怎么好的我不知道，但是我知道一件事，我以前是瞎的，现在能看见。
And when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and as you believe Him afterwards, you will continually be asked for questions that you cannot fully answer. All you say is, I don't know. All I know is, I believe, and He saved me.
我们也是一样，我们这一生。信主之后不断的会有人问我们答不上来的问题，我们会说呢，这些问题我都不懂，但是我知道一点，我得救了。
So the next verse that's very interesting is verse number 14.
那下一节有意思的呢，就是还在约翰福音的五章的第十四节。
It says afterward Jesus found this man in the temple and said unto him, Behold,Thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you.
后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
So if you were that sick man, you'd been sick, unable to walk for 38 years, what would be the first thing that you would do when you were healed?
那你如果像这个人瘫了38年你第一件事当你得医治之后会想做什么呢？
And I think many people would say, well, the first thing I would do would be to run home to my family and say, yippee, look what's happened to me.
我觉得很多人会说，第一件事我要跑回家跟我的家人说，你们来看我身上发生了什么。
And you would expect that he would call his friends, call his neighbors, probably have a great big party and say, look what happened to me.
他甚至可能呢把他的朋友把他的邻居所认识的人都聚集起来说开一个聚会我们来看一下我们身上我身上发生了什么变化。
So the question is, what did he do?
问题是他做了什么呢？
Instead of going home to his friends and family, the first thing he did was he went to the temple to thank God for the miracle that had happened in his life.
那他在14节呢他做的第一件事去了殿里啊圣殿里去感谢神呢、啊、去为了他生命里所经历的这个变化感谢神。
Did this man believe that the miracle was from God? Yes.
这个人相信这神迹是出于神的吗？是的。
And the amazing thing is that when he went to the temple,to thank the Lord and to praise him for his healing, Jesus met him.
那当他去殿里为他所经历的神迹感谢神的时候呢耶稣遇见了他。
Do you think that the Lord Jesus would have met him if he'd gone home and had a party?
如果他回家去开一个聚会庆祝聚会耶稣能碰见他吗？
The answer is I'm not sure that that would have happened.
那我就不太确定耶稣能不能碰见他了。
It is right that if Jesus is the healer, we should go to the Lord and thank him and worship him. That is our first priority.
那耶稣是医治者，我们总是要先把荣耀归给他，所以第一重要的是要感谢他。
You remember the story that took place one day when the Lord healed 10 lepers.
我们都记得那个故事，有一次呢，耶稣医治了十个大麻风。
One of them went back to Jesus to say thank you.
有一个人呢，回到耶稣呢，说谢谢你。
And the Lord Jesus was very appreciative of the thanks, but he said, where are the other nine? Why didn't they come back to say thank you?
耶稣当然非常的高兴啊，这个人能回来感受感恩的祷告。但是呢，耶稣说，剩下的九个人去哪了呢
？How could you get to the point where you believe more？
我们怎么可能相信的越多呢
？Well, first of all, you could thank him for all the wonderful things he's done for you already.
那首先就是我们要感谢他已经为了我们已经有的这些恩典感谢他。
You don't need to say, I want you to do more. What you need to do is thank you for all that he has done.
我们为耶稣已经在我们生命里所做的感谢他，我们就能看见更多的。
So my doctor gave me many tests, and then I spoke to him yesterday, and he said, Harold, you're okay, you're not sick.
我的医生给我开了很多检查单子，昨天我去看结果的时候，他跟我说你很好你没有生病。
So when I went to bed last night, I thanked the Lord for all the things that aren't wrong with me.
那我昨天晚上睡觉前呢我就跟主祷告感谢主那为了这一切的恩典。
I said, this is a pretty good deal, Lord. This isn't wrong with me. That's not wrong with me. The other thing's not wrong with me. I said, thank you, Lord, for all these things that aren't wrong with me.
那我说主啊，对这个事情没有出问题，那个事情没有出问题。我说主啊，谢谢你，这些都是因为主的恩典。
Do you want the Lord to bless you more because you believe more?Then thank him for all the things he's already done for you.
那你要因为你的相信更多而看见主在你身上的作为更多吗？那最好的办法就是为已经看见的去感谢他。
Back to verse 14.
那回到14节。
Jesus finds him in the temple and said to him, Behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you.
你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
How do you get to believe the Lord more?
那你怎么能够相信主更多呢？
Well, you obey him in what you do know. You obey him in what he's done for you.
你在你已经知道的事上顺服他，在他已经在你生命中做的改变里你要顺服下去。
How do you get to believe him less?
那你怎么可能信他更少一点？
Well, you don't say thank you, you just go and sin some more.
你既不感恩，你又回到你原来的罪里继续下去。
That is a very common, a very frequently practiced error. People are delivered and they're happy, and instead of going and worshiping God, they simply say, this is wonderful, I think I'll go back and sin again.
这是很多人会做的他。当麻烦解决以后，他并不是回去感恩，也并不是继续的相信，他是回到他喜悦的罪里啊，说哎呀，太好了，一切都好，我可以继续在罪中享受罪中之乐了。
So it's true, I've got two kinds of friends. I've met them in my life. You've met them in your life. You read about them in the Bible.
那我们的生命里呢，或者圣经所讲的呢，以及我们所遇见的人里，就这么两个情形。
They both see the wonderful work of God in their life, and one says, I praise the Lord, I'm going to obey him, I'm going to worship him, I will believe more, and they do believe more.
那一种呢，就是他们两种都看见了神的恩典呢，一种说呢，我为此感恩，那我愿意相信更多，我愿意顺服他更多，那他之后也的确是这样。
But there are others who are thankful for the good things that God did for them, and they go back to sin. And when you meet them later, you say to them, How are you doing? And they say, Harold, I don't believe it anymore.
那另外一种呢，就是他也看见神的恩典，但是呢，他却要回到他的罪中去。但过了一些日子以后，你再去见到他的时候，他会说 ，Harold, 我不再相信了。
How did they get to the point where they didn't believe it anymore?
他们怎么会走到这个地步，他就不再相信了呢？
They went out and sinned.
又回到，他们又出去，回到他的罪中。
And a worse thing came upon them.
那更糟糕的事呢，就临到他们了。
And they blame God.
那他们就因此抱怨神。
All right. So, some reasons then why people get more faith, believe more, and why some people believe less.
所以这就是原因，为什么有的人呢，他信越信越深，有的人却越信越浅，越来越不信。
Verse 19 is an interesting verse.
那十九节也是一节很有意思的经文。
It says, Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever the Father does, so does the Son likewise.
约翰福音五章的十九节，耶稣对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
How would you believe the Lord Jesus more?
你怎么样能够相信主耶稣更多呢？
You would note that he continually does the things that only the Father could do.
你会注意到他一直在做只有主父神才能做的事。
Verse 21 says,
21节
For as the Father raiseth up the dead and gives them life,Even so the Son gives life to whom he will.
父怎样叫死人起来使他们活着子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
How do we know who Jesus is? How do we know he's the Son of God? Because he does what only God could do.
我们怎么知道耶稣是谁我们怎么知道他是神的圣子呢就是他总是顺服父神做父神要做的事。
It's a marvelous picture.But we know that Jesus is God. He said to Lazarus, who've been dead for 4 days. Lazarus, come forth. And he gave life to Lazarus.
那他如同在那拉萨路复活的那个故事里，他跟拉萨路说：“拉萨路出来。”他就把生命给了拉萨路。
He said to his disciples, you come and follow me, and I will give you eternal life. And they did, and they all had their sins forgiven. They all got born again. He gave them life.
那他跟他的门徒说，你要跟从我，我就给你永生。他们也的确跟从了耶稣，耶稣也的确给了他们永生。
How would you get to believe God more?
那你怎么能够使自己相信神更多呢？
Verse 22 and 3 are very interesting.
22和23节都很有意思。
Verse 22 says, For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father.
父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子，叫人尊敬子，如同尊敬父一样。不尊敬子，就是不尊敬差子来的父。
Well, that's very interesting.
那这里就非常有意思了。
How could you believe Jesus more? You honor him just as you honor the Father.
你怎样能够信耶稣更多呢？就是你尊敬耶稣，如同尊敬父神。
Some people say, I believe in God. All the people believe in God, from this way, that way, the other way. We all believe in God, everything's fine.
那有的人说呢，我相信神，那很多人都是这么说的，从这个角度、那个角度、这个方式，大家都觉得，我们只要信神，这就是对的。
Jesus said there's only one God.
那耶稣说呢，却只有一位神。
I'm the way, then the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
耶稣说他是道路、真理和生命，没有人能不借着他到父神那里去的。And
you can't have greater faith in God if you don't have the same faith in Jesus. Jesus Christ is God. You want to believe God more, you got to believe Jesus more.
所以你不可能相信神，除非你相信耶稣。所以你有多相信耶稣呢，你才有可能多相信神。
And verse 24 is the delightful promise of the Father.
所以五章的24节呢，就是一个非常好的应许啊，从父神那里来的。
Jesus said, Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say to you, He that hears my word and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life and will not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
All right, how do we believe more?
我们怎么能够相信更多呢？
Well, this verse says if you hear first, then you can believe.
那这个经文呢说，你听见，那你就能相信。
Paul says in the book of Romans, chapter 10, he says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You want to believe more? Hear the word of God more.
对，罗马书说呢，信道是听道来的，听道是神的话来的，所以你要相信更多呢，你首先要听更多。
You want to believe God more? Then read the Bible more.
想要相信神更多呢，就读神的话更多。
You want to believe God more? Come to meetings like this more.
如果你相信，想要相信神更多呢，就要多参加一点这样的圣经学习。
The more you hear, the more you read, the more you believe. The less you hear, the less you read, the less you believe.
你看得越多，听得越多，那你信得越多。你看得越少，听得越少，信得越少。
But the promise is absolutely overwhelming. If you hear and believe, then there will not be judgment for you, but you'll be passed from death unto life.
这个应许是非常令人鼓舞的。就是说呢，如果你听了又信了，那就有永生，而且不再被定罪，已经出死入生了。
My doctor said to me, Harold, I want to tell you, you are not sick.
那我的医生告诉我 Harold, 你没有生病。
I say, that's really good news.
我说这真的是好消息。
What if I thought I was going to die? And the doctor said, Harold, I've got good news for you. You are not going to die. How do you think I'd feel?
那如果我快要死了，我的医生跟我说 Harold, 我要告诉你个好消息，你不会死了。你觉得我的感受会怎么样？
That's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus said, you believe me, and you won't die. And I say, Jesus, that's so marvelous. I choose to believe you.
那真是太棒了。耶稣说你会死，但是呢，你若相信我，你就不已经出死入生。我说这实在太棒了，耶稣，我要相信你。
Now, of course, if I believe him, and I do die,And he doesn't give me everlasting life. And he doesn't take me to heaven. What do you think I'm going to say?
如果我真的相信他，他也没有给我永生，没有带我去天堂，你觉得我会怎么说呢？
I'm going to say, Jesus, you're a liar.
我会说，耶稣，你是撒谎的。
What? And Jesus is going, I'm going to say, Jesus, I think it's true. You've never lied to anybody else, but you lied to me.Jesus didn't lie to Abraham. Jesus didn't lie to Moses. Jesus didn't lie to Peter or Paul. But if Jesus doesn't deliver me from judgment and give me eternal life, then I'm going to say, Jesus, you are a liar.
但是呢，我们看圣经的记述，耶稣从来没有撒过谎啊，他没有欺骗亚伯拉罕，没有欺骗摩西，也没有欺骗彼得、保罗，但如果耶稣不把我借着我的信心带到天堂去呢？那在我这儿呢？耶稣岂不成了一个说谎者了吗
？Is Jesus a liar? No.
当然，耶稣他不是一个说谎者，对不对
？Verse 36.
三十六节。
The theme carries on. Verse 36 says this: I have a greater witness than that of John.For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. How do we know that Jesus is the Son of God? Why do we believe him?
那三十六节，但我有比约翰更大的见证，因为父交给我所成就的事，就是我所做的事，这便见证我是父所差来的。那我为什么要相信呢？我怎么知道我要相信耶稣呢
？And the answer is very simple. He worked all the miracles.
答案非常简单，他行了很多神迹。
And this man who was running around the block after having 38 years confined to bed, how do you think he answered the question when it was asked, "Why do you believe Jesus?"
你可以想一想，这个摊在这个毕士大池子的38年这个摊子。你问他你为什么要相信耶稣他会怎么回答呢
He said, the only reason I believe Jesus is this. Only God could do the miracle that happened in my life, and Jesus was the agent, therefore I believe Jesus.
他会说呢只有神在我的生命里行了神迹啊那耶稣就是这神迹的见证所以他为了他是因为这神迹他要相信耶稣。因为这是发生在他身上。
Verse 38 says, And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him you believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
你们没三十八节，你们并没有他的道存在心里，因为他所差来的你们不信。你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
You want to believe the Bible more? You want to believe Jesus more?
你要相信圣经更多，相信耶稣更多吗
？Well, it isn't just that you read the scriptures; you search the scriptures.
你不但读圣经啊，你更查考圣经。
That's very important. We sometimes just read along, but if you stop and say, I want to understand that, and you look into scripture diligently, you will be delighted. You will find that Jesus in the scripture is real.
所以当你读的时候, 你不明白, 你说, 哎呀, 我想要明白, 所以你会查考更多, 然后你会很高兴, 你发现耶稣在圣经里所说的都是真的。
All right, just one or two more lines here. verse 44, because of time.
那我们再跳往下看, 到44节。
It says, how can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that comes from God only?
你们互相受荣耀, 却不求从独一之神来的荣耀, 怎能信我呢?
Who are the people who believe God more?
相信神, 更多的是哪一种人呢?
They are the people who truly wish to honor God.
他们是那一种真的想要荣耀神明的人。
And if you don't choose to honor God, if you would rather get honor from people, then honor from God, then you won't believe. That's it. How can you believe?
那如果我们不想要荣耀神, 只想要互相彼此荣耀, 那你不会信啊, 这个怎么可能呢?
The writer John makes it very, very simple. If you seek to honor God, God will honor you and reveal his truth to you so that you believe more.
所以使徒约翰在这里讲得很清楚, 如果你要寻求神的荣耀, 想要荣耀神的名, 那神就会, 荣耀你的名, 使你明白更多, 能相信更多。
But if your objective is to honor yourself or get honor from other people, then you will find that you don't understand God. You can't believe him. He will not reveal himself to you.
如果你要求的是人的荣耀, 彼此互相受荣耀, 就发现神不再把自己启示给你, 你也不再明白, 也不再能相信更多。
All right, well, our time has gone. What I've tried to do this evening is simply point out that there are many things you can do to cause yourself to believe more. And unfortunately, there are things you could do which would cause you to believe less. Don't do those things.
所以今晚我们所学的给我们两个方向, 那有一些事情呢, 会使我们越来越信, 有些事情呢, 却会使我们越来越不信。 所以我们选择做前者, 不要做后者。
All right, if I were that man lying beside the one at the pool of Bethesda, I would have reached out and I would have said, Jesus, me too.
如果我是那个躺在那摊子边上的那个病人, 我会一样的喊着对耶稣说, 我也要, 我也要医治。
And so you and I can say today, that's true, Jesus, me too, please, me too.
你和我也会说, 耶稣, 我也要, 我也要。
Let's pray. Thank you.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, these truths are simple. They're exemplary from the book of John.
主啊, 这些真理是很简单的, 是从约翰福音中拿出来的。
But it's true, Lord, some people believe God more, and some people believe God less.
这真是这样的, 有的人信主越来越多, 有的却越来越少。
So help us to take a close look at Jesus, read the Bible, hear the Bible, read the Bible, search the Bible, in order that we might get to know Jesus better.
主啊, 也求您使我们与耶稣的关系更近, 不但听, 不但信, 更查考, 更, 能够, 明白, 也相信更多。
Lord, may each of us pray the simple prayer of the Father, which was, I believe, help thou my unbelief. I want to believe more.
主啊, 我们就像那一个, 父亲的祷告一样, 说, 我愿意相信, 但是我的信不足啊, 求你帮助。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
这样的祈求奉主耶稣的名
Amen, Amen.